Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It is Monday, and we're talking Beach Museum. They've got some interesting things coming up here this weekend. We've got curator Elizabeth Seaton, and we've got events assistant Jennifer Harlan talking to here today. We've got the museum's Art in Motion event coming up this weekend. We'll talk a little bit more about Jeremiah Anzia. I'm sorry. Having trouble with that name here, but he's got a book, I understand, that was recently written.
Yeah, this, again, is an exhibition of African-American trail riding clubs in southwest Louisiana. And he's a photographer who teaches at Louisiana State University, does beautiful work. This exhibition is of black and white imagery and photographs. And he has a book that was published in 2018 about his work, this particular project. And I should mention that the other exhibition, John Stuart Curry, The Cowboy Within, about Curry's depictions of the West. He's better known for his depictions of Kansas, but this is another angle on his work. We have a catalog for that exhibition as well, an 80-page catalog that will be for sale at the museum. And I should also mention that this is a collaboration with an independent historian named Frank Owings, who came to us with this idea a few years ago. The other thing I might say is that, as I mentioned, we have a really large collection of Curry work, and we've been digging into it, and I've been teaching with the art. And in 2018, I had conducted a seminar, and seven K-State students did research on Curry's book illustrations, including his illustrations for The Prairie by James Fenimore Cooper, a Western-themed book, from the 1800s, and also My Friend Flicka, story about Wyoming, about a little boy and his love for a horse named Flicka. And so they have contributed to this exhibition because there is a section devoted to that kind of imagery that Curry did. So that's exciting for these students. They're getting recognition. And I think, Jennifer, you were going to talk about the Harmony in the Hat connection related to the programs.
Yeah, well, we just want to encourage everybody to come on for this kickoff event. This is our special program series, Art in Motion, and it's something that will be an ongoing thing here at the museum with related programming. But our feature event is this Saturday, September 28th from 11 to 4, and it is a free event for families. We encourage everyone to come out. We're going to have an entire outdoor component with horseshoe games and a farrier, and actually K-State's Rodeo Club is going to do their roping demonstrations, so we want everybody to come out and enjoy that. And then we have a variety of programs indoors as well. We're going to have musicians and cowboy poet Dr. Tim Keene, and we're also going to feature different activities like art activities and crafting related to the Western theme for children. We'll have our entire classroom open, and we just want everyone to come out and take an advantage of this. I want to mention that we are hosting this in conjunction with Harmony in the Hat, which will be in Triangle Park in Aggieville that same afternoon. That's the Manhattan Nonviolence Initiative special program they host every year just to celebrate our community, and we hope everyone will come out for that as well. They're going to feature live music all day from 12 until 6 p.m., and so come out. Enjoy the Beach Museum, enjoy some live music at Triangle Park, and we would love to see you.
Just a great community event here. I was looking up here, and Liz, you're going to be hosting later this fall kind of a talk on John Stuart Curry, is that correct?
Yes, this is going to be at the Volland Store outside of Alma, Kansas. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's a new community space and art gallery that Patty Reese of Kansas City has created. And I'm going to be speaking about the Curry exhibition, and Jeremiah Arias is going to be speaking about his exhibition and also signing his book there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that'll be fun.
If you've never been there, it is a wonderful venue, and I encourage everyone to make it there.
Yes, and that is Saturday, November 16th at 2 p.m.
Great. And some of these photos here, you know, Curry was a photographer, what, during the World War II era?
Curry, yeah, he was a painter. Yeah, he is someone who's associated with the regionalist movement, so with Thomas Hart Benton and Grant Wood, who I always tell people, you know, was the one who did American Gothic with the farmer and his daughter, that is pretty well recognized. And he, active in the late 1920s, 1930s, and sort of known for images of rural Kansas, farmers hang, tornadoes. One of the works that made him really famous was a work called Baptism in Kansas. A lot of Kansans didn't like the picture he was presenting of Kansans. There was a sort of love-hate relationship there during his lifetime. But nowadays, people really recognize Curry as an important figure in the history of American art in Kansas and Kansas art.
Does he have anything related to the Dust Bowl? I know that was about the same era.
You know, he did a few pictures of the Dust Bowl. And one interesting thing is that his parents' farm in Kansas was really affected by the Depression and the Dust Bowl. And they had to sell it in the 30s. And so they ended up going to their Arizona ranch and living out their lives there. And that's where Curry visited. We have images from the early 1940s when he was there, and he would go camping in the mountains in the Valley of the Sun, as it's called, and with a guy named Ralph Goultrey, who was also a Kansan who had settled in Arizona. And they would camp and paint, draw the mountain ranges there. So those are featured in the exhibition.
Excellent. Just a fantastic opportunity here for people to really come learn a lot about Kansas history, see some great images. As you mentioned, you got the two exhibits going on and the program this weekend here, again, Art in Motion. If people want to get involved with the Beach Museum, how do they do that?
They can always reach out to us through beach.kstate.edu. It has all of the information about our exhibitions and the related programming that we offer. And there's contact information if you want to reach out, if you want to become a member, or if you want to contribute to some of the programming we're offering. We really encourage you to do that.
All right. And these exhibits will be up for quite some time. I don't know if we touched on that.
Jeremiah Arias's exhibition is up through December 9th. The Curry Show, which opens tomorrow, September 24th, is up through March 21st, 2020.
Okay, so you got some time.
You have some time. Come enjoy it and then come back and see it again.
Absolutely. All right, well, this will be a lot of fun. And again, the Beach Museum, located right there at K-State, right near Aggieville, and all kinds of good stuff. Anything else before we let you go?
No, we look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Well, appreciate it. Again, Liz Seaton and Jennifer Harlan here joining us on K-Man's In Focus. Check out the Beach Museum. They got some great exhibits and some great programming coming up. And again, beach.k-state.edu for more information. By the way, coming up on In Focus tomorrow, we will have Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee joining us along with Public Works Director Peter Clark. Kayla Savage will also join us towards the end of the program from UFM Community Learning Center. She'll be previewing the Talk 20 MHK. That is set for September 26th.